Dr. Bruce is on call for you now. What do you want to consult Dr. Bruce about? Call 888-DR-BRUCE. That's 888-372-7823.
Welcome back, 888-372-7823. Dr. Bruce here for you every week, the same time. You can reach me at drbrucehetzel.com. And as I told you before the break, a real treat, our first gold winner ever in the four-man bobsled, Steve Holcomb. Steve, can you hear me?
Yeah, how's it going?
Okay, thanks, and congratulations again.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And with us is, as well, is Dr. Brian Boxer Wachler, who I know for a long time from UCLA, who was his doctor. So why did he need a doctor? Because he had a condition of his eyes. Can you imagine a bobsledder, the driver having a condition? Doc, why don't you explain what the condition was and what the dangers were?
Well, Steve's condition was called keratoconus, and imagine if you're driving and your car's windshield is weak and it starts bulging out and causing a lot of distortion and glare and double vision and halos.
Steve, what was that like for you when you had that? What did it look like to you?
Pretty much just like you explained. It was everything was kind of blurry. I saw kind of double vision and like halos, like you explained. It was kind of tricky, but you kind of adapt to it a little bit.
Yeah, I can imagine. And when you first saw him, what did you feel the prognosis was? Was this going to get worse, Doc, if it didn't get treated?
Keratoconus is a progressively worsening condition, so that's the natural course of it.
Okay, and what do you do to treat him?
Well, what we need to do is first strengthen the cornea, almost like reinforcing a weak wall with extra steel beams, and that's what we did with the procedure called C3R, which uses vitamin applications. It's quite revolutionary because it's non-invasive.
And yeah, I reported on this. You use the drops, you use the vitamin drops, and then you shine the light on it, and that causes the bridging and strengthens the cornea. And then there's a second step?
Yeah, and then we came back 3 months later with a insertable contact lens procedure that corrected the vision all the way.
Now, Steve, when I heard this story initially, I remember hearing somebody say that as a driver, you relied on your instincts so much when you could see better. Now, I don't know if this is true, but I really am interested. And if you've just tuning in, we're talking to our gold medalist, bobsledder, Steve Holcomb, and his doctor who treated a vision problem he had. And I'm asking Steve whether or not the story I heard is true, and that is that at first it was actually more difficult for you to drive because you weren't used to seeing so well. Is that a true story or just a rumor?
No, it's very true. When I first started driving, I could see, and as it kind of progressively got worse, I started to get better at my driving because I had to start learning how to drive by feel and not by my vision. And so I really, 10 years into it, I had been driving by feel the entire time.
Yeah.
And now you throw in perfect vision, it really threw me off my game for quite a while, and it took a long time to get back in the swing of it.
Is it true that when you first started driving with your new improved vision that you were closing your eyes?
No, I wasn't actually closing my eyes, but I actually keep my visor on my helmet dirty and scuffed up to kind of take away a lot of the vision, because it can be overwhelming.
You bring up a sort of important point, I think, Steve. And again, this is Steve Holcomb, Olympic bobsled gold champion, world champion, and his doctor, Brian Boxer Wachler, who treated his keratoconus, which was impairing his vision. And we were talking about how at first Steve had a little trouble getting used to the good vision. You know, when we have one sense impaired, our other senses sort of take over. So you always hear stories about people whose sense of smell gets better when they lose their sight, or their hearing is better, and so on and so forth. And I'm partially deaf in one ear, but unfortunately at my age my reading vision is going too. So and I had hip surgery, so I look a lot better than I sound. But you're going to help me you're going to help me with the vision soon, right, Doc?
Whenever you're ready.
Yeah, because I know you've been working on procedures to help reading vision, too. So, Steve, what's up next for you? What are you going to compete in next?
We have an international circuit that we compete on every year, and that starts the middle of November. And we're just getting ready to start another 4-year journey to the next Olympics in Russia.
All right. Well, so you're gonna compete again?
That's the goal. Well, yeah, it sounds like a long time away, but it's already 3.5 years until the next game. It's going to come a lot quicker than you think, but It'll be a challenge. Yeah,
we're losing you a little bit there. So that's Steve Holcomb, the gold medalist. You can stick around. We may need you for our soccer team 4 years from now. They need a little better vision, I think, too. Dr. Brian Boxer-Wachler and Steve Holcomb, our Olympic gold medalist in bobsled, four-man bobsled. Steve, keep driving. We'll keep rooting and stick around as well. We are going to put Dr. Boxer-Wachler's information up on our website at drbrucehensel.com. So keratoconus is the condition. If you have any problems with your vision, you need to get it checked out. We have a lot of treatments now for both that and other problems. Don't suffer in silence, and you'll be able to get Dr. Boxer-Wachler's information at drbrucehensel.com. Thanks so much, guys. Good luck. We'll be rooting, Steve.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Doc.
It's a pleasure.
Hey. Take it easy. So, Chachi, I have here in my sweaty little hands Lindsay Lohan's probation report. I see your eyes lighting up again.
Oh, yeah, you've been teasing me with this all day. I've got to see this.
Yeah. Well, what it does is it lists both the drugs that she's on, admits to being on, and what the probation studies have shown. She is on the following prescription drugs: Nexium, which is a drug that you use for ulcers or acid stomach or heartburn; Zoloft, which is an antidepressant; Trazodone, used for a number of different things, including anxiety; Adderall, which is an amphetamine-like drug, which is used for hyperactivity, attention deficit, and the report says sometimes Dilaudid for dental pain. So what do you think of that combination?
I was going to ask you, is that a safe combination?
Well, it's a safe combination. If you take it in the right amounts, in the directed amounts, then there shouldn't be any real danger. I've seen other people on this combination of drugs. The question is, that I can't answer, is whether or not she got this from a bunch of different doctors or one doctor. I think one doctor might be a little more careful about mixing drugs. Sometimes, we've talked about this, celebrities mix doctors so they can get different prescriptions from different people.
That's what Corey Haim was doing,
right?
Correct.
Correct. And a number of other celebrities. And it's a dangerous thing. I mean, anybody listening, I want to make sure, you know, we talked about this on Access Hollywood. I did an interview about this, as I do about many celebrities for the national NBC show. And we talked about the exact question you asked. I mean, is it dangerous? And the fact that many celebrities doctor shop. I think that when the idea of using computers in pharmacies becomes more widespread, it'll be better because the pharmacist will be able to see the drugs that a person is on no matter where they are. Other people argue this is an invasion of privacy. I think the upsides outweigh the downsides. You got a thought about that?
No, the whole thing fascinates me because I had heard that prescription drugs are actually the most abused drugs.
Oh, unequivocally the most abused drugs. Unequivocally. And most deaths that are due to drugs now are from prescription drugs. They're not from street drugs. So I want to point out a couple of other things. This probation report shows that she's had a number of tests. In some cases, she tested positive for amphetamines, but that was not considered a violation because Adderall is an amphetamine-like drug. In another case, she tested positive for amphetamines and opiates. Again, was not a violation because Dilaudid is an opiate, a narcotic, a pain medicine. And, you know, these drugs by themselves can be safe if they're not exceeded in dosage. But if you add alcohol or other drugs to this, it can kill you. It's that simple. And that's why being on a combination of drugs is dangerous, because obviously it is at least reported that Lindsay drinks as well. And if she mixes them with this, although she did not test positive for alcohol in any of these things. But I want to point out something else that I think that's really important, because I want to express my opinion here again. Jail or rehab? I believe rehab. I don't think you throw addicts in jail unless they break the law. Now, people have asked me, and Access Hollywood and NBC has asked me this often, well, if you put somebody in jail, aren't they in danger of having withdrawal? Well, jail has the ability to treat withdrawal, and yes, they do go cold turkey, but I don't agree with some experts who have said that she should be thrown in jail. If she breaks the law, she should be thrown in jail. But otherwise, I think you got to give addicts support. That's my opinion. You got one?
Well, and one more question before I give my opinion.
Go ahead.
If you were to take these, I guess, ingredients, all these medications that she's on, and not knowing her, what's wrong with her?
Well, if you were to just go by the book, you'd say she's got anxiety, she's depressed, and she takes the Dilaudid, she says, for dental pain. Is it possible that it's all real? Yeah, it is. But she's got a lot of stuff going on. One of the questions that NBC and Access has asked me is, you know, is this going to interfere with her future growth or future maturity? And being on all these drugs, they won't if she just uses them as prescribed. But could it play a role in her social and business activity right now? Of course it could. Not only the drugs, but the problems that she takes the drugs for. So,
do you think it could have any effect, this combination of drugs? I was told when she went to court that she actually had an FU on her fingernail.
Do you mean, do I think that it might affect her behavior and make her do things like that? The answer is, might have just come from her. She might have done that on her own, and she might have done it. The drugs can certainly influence you, but if you're not taking an excessive amount, they shouldn't do that, you know. But certainly drugs impair judgment. So that is the big issue here, judgment. And she seems to, at least by reports, lack it in a lot of cases.
Well, thanks for sharing that. Okay. I was just fascinated by it.
All right. Now, these issues are really crucial. And if you've got any drug problems, seek professional help. Don't try to do it on your own, or call me at 888-DR-BRUCE or write me at drbrucehensel.com 24/7. I care. We can make a difference together.
Taking charge of your health with Dr. Bruce Hensel is an entertainment, commentary, and information show. You should not use anything you hear on this or other radio shows as a guide to your treatment or medical care. That treatment and care should be guided by your own personal physician.
Today, the only bill my doctor gave me was a clean one for my health.
Today, with local pays, some prescription drugs, and doctor visits, I can honestly say that my wallet is as healthy as I am.
Today, because of the special programs for members with COPD, I'm telling my asthma to take a hike so I can finally go online.
Isn't it time you stopped compromising and started comparing? Call CareMore today.
I learned the hard way that more than 60% of non-traumatic lower limb amputations occur in diabetics. Unfortunately, when dealing with chronic diseases like diabetes, the lack of coordinated care often results in miscommunication, misdiagnosis, or worse. CareMore's Medicare-approved diabetic program uses a proactive, coordinated approach that helps prevent diabetic complications by making sure nothing is missed. Call CareMore today at 1-800-965-1217. Your condition may be a chronic problem, but your health plan doesn't have to be.
Me and my best friend, my dog Oscar, used to go everywhere together. Unfortunately, my new friend, this oxygen tank, made our outings more difficult. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease affects roughly 13.5 million Americans and another 15 million who suffer undiagnosed. CareMore's Medicare-approved breathe plan provides support for those living with COPD and other respiratory diseases, focusing on helping you breathe a little easier. Call CareMore today at 1-800-965-1217. Your condition may be a chronic problem, but your health plan doesn't have to be.
Tom loves hot rods. He just has to enjoy them differently. Now that he's blind, diabetic retinopathy causes between 12 and 24,000 cases of blindness each year. CareMore's Medicare-approved Diabetic Plan uses a proactive, coordinated care approach to help avoid complications. Through early detection, controlling blood sugar, and yearly eye exams, our main focus is making sure you don't lose yours. Call CareMore today at 1-800-965-1217. Your condition may be a chronic problem, but your health plan doesn't have to be.